It's almost not night anymore.
Hey! We're recording the podcast! Shut up!
Good morning to you, wherever you are, because it is Abominant Hour for March 21st, 2024. My name is Bernie Burns, with me, sitting right over there. Ashley Burns, say hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, man, it's early. I drew a blank when I went to you. I went to go say Ashley.
Look, I forget your name all the time.
No. I didn't draw a blank on your name. I drew a blank on your creative, unique title for the day.
Oh, that.
I try to hit that little drop in the music with 2024, and I split it today. So it's, we're mixing things up today.
We're getting wild.
Off the rails! Immediately.
Look,
must be Thursday.
We're almost done, I think, with our stretch of early morning recording as we try to get the podcast out in time for those American dickheads on
why are we held
daylight
hostage?
Savings.
You know, you're not the center of the world, America. Especially you, Central Time Zone. I'm looking at you.
All right, Bernie, I have some bad news. I just looked this up. And daylight savings time starts on the last Sunday of March, which is next Sunday, the 31st.
Oh, we have another week.
So, yeah.
Just when, I don't have any Godfather drops, but just when I thought they were, I was out, they pulled me back in. Okay.
You did your drop by yourself really well.
No, I did not. That's the world's worst Al Pacino impression of all time.
Not as bad as the ADR.
What's that?
Was it Godfather that had the weird ADR line?
I think, yeah, you're talking about, I talked to Bazzini.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in both Godfather and Godfather 2 that it was intended to be seen on a gigantic 40-foot screen where stuff goes by and you never see it again. And there's a line, to me, which is the worst ADR line ever, which that's when they go back and they dub over, so like there was like noise from the film camera or something.
Or it was maybe a line that they changed in a little bit in post.
Yeah. And it's Mo Green. And he's saying, he's yelling back and forth about who runs Vegas. And he's talking to Michael Corleone. And he just, in the middle of it, like a completely different actor voices over him. And this is actually something that's been coming up a lot lately, ADR, because it was a huge problem that people had with Madame Web. Apparently, I haven't seen it, but the villain apparently is ADR'd the entire time. And a lot of times he'll be talking in the background of a shot and his mouth's not even moving. This is all hearsay. I haven't seen this, but like, it's a big deal apparently for people who have seen Madame Web.
Interesting.
I'll put a clip up to this ADR thing. It's weird though too, because I show it to people and a lot of people are just like, I don't see what you're talking about. And I'm like, how do you not hear that? It's so different.
I think there's also a very stark line between people who know filmmaking and the process, how the sausage gets made essentially, and the things that you just naturally start to look for and the things that you naturally see, the seams, right? You start to see the seams when you know the filmmaking process or you understand how this had to get done from a logistical standpoint. And there's a lot of other people who they watch The Godfather for the experience of watching The Godfather. They don't care. And that suspension of disbelief can absolutely extend to that line.
But there's even stuff like in the scene where they're part of the revolution in Cuba, and there's scenes where they're filming stuff outside, and there's like tape on the camera. Like there's masked off parts of the frame of the movie that you're watching. But I guess at the time they were like, this is on a movie screen. You couldn't pause it. You couldn't rewind it. Somebody might have come out of the theater and go, hey, did you see that thing with a...
And they'd be like, what? No. And then they move on with their lives because the experience was intact.
Or if they wanted to go like make fun of it, they had to go back in and buy another ticket for like
oh,
57
no,
cents or whatever it was back then.
Don't make fun of me. Don't do that. But before we get too far down a rabbit hole, there's something that happened last night that I want to talk about.
Go ahead.
Do you ever get these weird coincidences, isn't the right word for it. I'm sure there's like a very specific word that references it, where you become aware of something or you're paying attention to something and then you start seeing that thing elsewhere.
Yes,
so,
all
for
the
example,
time. When I play Grand Theft Auto, happens all the time.
And you see the same cars over and over.
Do you know why that is?
Why?
Because when you're in a car, it's one of the models that they load into memory. So it just uses that for the other cars in the city because they have to have it loaded in for your car.
I guess that makes sense.
That's what I've been told, at least.
That makes sense. In this case, I was I've been reading, or more accurately, listening to.
Look at you bragging about reading. Good for you, babe.
I can read. A book series called Rivers of London. It's by Ben Aronovich, and it's really fun. It's like an urban fantasy series where the main character is like he's like a trainee policeman, and then he one day accidentally like interviews a ghost and gets recruited to be like a wizard police where they handle like all the paranormal crime in the city.
Is there any nudity in it?
The one that I'm listening to at the moment, by the way, I have to shout out the narrator for the audiobook in this series, Kovna Holdbrook-Smith. He is incredible. There's a couple series for audiobooks where the narrator really like elevates and just takes the performance to the next level. This is one of those. He's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a perfect storm, isn't it, man? That's really great.
But the the one that I'm listening to right now, they're investigating this place. It's like an apartment block called Sky Garden. It's not a real apartment block.
Wait a minute, Sky Garden?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, sorry.
And then last night I was on Instagram, and a friend that I knew last saw maybe a decade ago was in London and took a picture at a place called Sky Garden. I want to be clear,
right?
It's not
in
the
London,
same
yeah.
Sky Garden. The book is, they named this thing, and maybe it was written before Sky Garden in London was built or something like that, because it's based off an apartment block called Haygate.
Yeah.
But it was really weird to be reading or listening to about this Sky Garden place and then have a friend be like, look, I'm at Sky Garden.
I had coincidences with Gavin Free all the time. It was like a segment that we ran on the Rooster Teeth podcast of just bizarre sets of coincidences that seemed to only happen when I was with Gavin. And it was really strange. And
there's got to be like a specific type of like bias that's called. And it's because.
Is that not confirmation bias?
I don't know.
Has it happened? And
maybe. Yeah. Or I'm sure because it's in your consciousness and that picture still would have been posted. It still would have been Sky Garden. You just wouldn't have paid attention to it, right?
I might have a problem.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know how to express this without being spoiler. I'm going to talk about the Fallout series for a second.
Okay, I was going to say, do you want me to find a solution or are you just venting? You need to be venting. Heard?
I'm just worried. So I didn't watch, I told you that when we watched the Fallout trailer, I saw like two or three things, shots, and I was like, great, that's enough for me. I'm gone, I'm out. They put out, you know, as they tend to do when something's coming out, they got to put out more and more marketing materials and more social media posts. And they posted a clip from Fallout that I watched. And I was kind
of
like...
You watched the clip?
I don't know, for whatever reason. I just did, because it was there, and it had Arrow, and I clicked it. And I watched it, and I was just like, huh. That was my reaction, was, huh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was, huh. And then I...
So you
and
watched
then I made
the marketing material, and that damaged your hype?
Then I made the mistake of reading the comments, and I read a bunch of other people who had the same concerns that I did, and now I have concerns. And I shouldn't. I'm going to like this series. I need to get out of my head about this thing. I'm going to watch the Fallout series. It's going to be great. But at the same time,
What I heard about it, because I think they showed it at South by Southwest.
What, the series?
I think they showed off a first episode or maybe more than that. So
we picked a bad year to be out of South by Southwest.
I know.
This year at South by, there was so much good stuff, though, that I wanted to see. Like Civil War, which I think people are going to be really talking about that movie later this year. I hope it's not too exploitive of like what's going on in the U.S. right now, especially during an election year.
Is it exploitive or is it commentary?
I don't know. The timing of it's kind
what's
of interesting.
What's the line there?
Yeah, it's going to be walking that line. That's for sure. It'll be walking right on it. The Zellner brothers had their Sasquatch Sunset movie there. That's coming out in theaters like in 3 weeks. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more about that. And then now you're talking to me about Fallout was there too. So this would have been a good year to be in Austin for South by Southwest.
Yeah. But of what I heard coming out of South by Southwest from people who did see some Fallout was that it looks really, really good.
Great.
So I'm just going to keep that in my mind. I'm intentionally not consuming any more. Like I'm not watching clips. I'm not watching anything. I saw the trailer. I'm happy with it. I'm going to watch it. Besides, I have enough things now to keep me distracted until it comes out next month. Because it's like 3 weeks away. We still need to watch the Gentleman series.
Yeah.
That does not have Matthew McConaughey or Colin Farrell in it, but I still hear really good things. So I want to see that.
We're seeing Ghostbusters this weekend.
Going to see Ghostbusters. I don't care what the reviews say. It's not the kind of movie that I see based on reviews.
What was the Ghostbusters that we went to the premiere for? Do you even remember that we went to a Ghostbusters premiere? Do you remember that? Remember I had the white coat with the slime green pocket square?
What Ghostbusters was that?
The reboot Ghostbusters.
That was the one in 2016.
Yeah, Kate McKinnon, yes. Melissa McCarthy one. That's the one we went to.
Speaking of which, Kristen Wiig has a new series that just hit Apple Plus that I want to see.
Yes, it's not Palm Springs.
Palm Royale, I think.
That's it, yeah.
And I don't know, I still need to see, like, there's so much stuff to see. There's so much stuff to consume. There's Damsel, the Millie Bobby Brown movie on Netflix where it's like she's a princess that gets sacrificed to a dragon, but then it's a survival thriller.
They're making a new Beetlejuice.
New Beetlejuice?
Yeah. I don't think it's coming out anytime soon, though. But that's we haven't even seen Dune 2 yet, babe. I mean, we got to go see that. I can't figure out if people like that movie or not.
I think people like that movie.
Yeah, did they? Okay. It feels like it was kind of a big deal, but not really. I was shocked to find out that the now 5th installment of the Ghostbusters franchise, I read an article about it where they're estimating the budget was $100 million, which in 2024 doesn't feel like a huge budget for what I consider to be one of the, you know, classic franchises coming all the way out of the 80s through to 2024. They were talking about it like it was a lot of money for a Ghostbusters movie. And I said, really? That's a lot of money? I feel like there's a ton of movies that have a $100 million budget these days.
Maybe that's true, but I feel like Ghostbusters as a franchise did suffer a bit of, you know, financial value damage. There was the 2016 reboot was not all that well received. And then they did the most recent one with the kids.
Afterlife. Yeah.
And that one, it did okay, but it was one of those movies that came out and people watched it. And then it seemed like it immediately vanished from public discourse if you're not Greg Miller.
Yeah, he's a big fan. It's one of those things, too. It's like Tron, right? We talked about that. Sometimes you can like a franchise and recognize there's not a lot of, like, surefire banger hits in it, right?
Sure.
I would say even, good Lord, it's like saying the devil's name. It's like saying the devil's name.
Say it.
I would say that about Star Wars, too. Like, I love Star Wars. There's, like, 2.5 movies in Star Wars that I watch on a regular basis. When they're on, I'll watch them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, even as a kid, I remember Jedi being not a great movie. Like, people were kind of disappointed in it. And then over time, it became, like, you know, nostalgic, and we all loved it. And then the prequels came out, and then it was like, oh, yeah, Jedi was great.
Well, you see that, but now, and then everyone's like, the prequels are terrible. And then over time, now we're at a point where the people who were kids when they first saw the prequels have grown up and they're like, yeah, man, the prequels were great and these sequels are terrible. And I wonder if we'll get to a point where people who were kids when these sequels came out will experience the same thing, or I don't know. But there's also been a lot of with this, the series they've diversified out to with Star Wars. Like, I enjoy Mandalorian. I haven't enjoyed the most recent season of Mandalorian. Everyone had a lot of complaints about it, and I don't understand because I really enjoyed it.
Did you watch the most recent season of Mandalorian?
We're halfway through.
Without me?
No, we're halfway through.
You and I watched it together.
Yes.
Okay. This happened one time. I forget what it was, but now we try to catch each other.
It was Game of Thrones.
We try to catch each other doing it all the time. Was it Game of Thrones or House of the Dragon?
It was Game of Thrones.
House of the Dragon is another one we got to watch. This is the podcast where we talk about media we haven't watched. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. It's Thursday. We're trying to line stuff up for the weekend. I'm about to start a book that somebody recommended in the subreddit. I can't remember the name. Federation of the Mind or something like that. But it was highly upvoted, and I thought, I'll give this a shot. I'll listen to it. What did I say? Federation of the Mind? Is that what I said?
Yes, you did.
It is Ministry for the Future.
Basically the same thing.
Kim Stanley Robinson. Listen, when you said Rivers of London, I was like, that could be any book in the world. Titles are so weird. You know, they're just absolutely the weirdest thing ever. Like, why is Dune called Dune? Because it's the planet that they're on?
Because of the sand.
It's just a big dune sand. Is that really it?
Would you? Which do you think got more marketing, Dune the movie or Dune the popcorn bucket?
That popcorn bucket, man. Somebody deserves a big raise for designing that popcorn bucket.
But on a related note, I did hear that Ghostbusters is getting a limited edition popcorn bucket, and it's the ghost trap, which is actually really great.
That's great, but it's square. How do you do that?
Oh, just open the top and put popcorn in.
This is a thing now where they have like the special popcorn buckets.
Yeah, maybe that's like the new thing.
Listen, collectibles are huge, man. Like everyone's doing collectibles for stuff. I like it, you know. I like that people are like getting takeaways and things for things they like. But at the same point, it's like, do we need more stuff in the world? You know what I mean? Like more just like junk. That's how I feel about it, you know. I mean, you go home with your popcorn bucket from Dune and then what? It sits on your shelf.
You've always been famously anti-clutter, though.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm getting more so these days, especially like plastic crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we've also come sort of diametrically opposed in that way, in that I hoard stuff like a little treasure dragon, and you're always following after me trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in culling stuff. And, you know, I collect digital stuff. I think that's cool because it's basically, I mean, there's some electricity to it. Oh, speaking of which, we haven't really talked about cryptocurrency.
No, it's been going quietly crazy in the background while we were talking about other things.
Well, it went way up and hit its all-time high. And then for me personally, I don't talk about stuff when it gets in that range just because when stocks are high or crypto's high or whatever, when things are going really good, I'm always like, that makes me more nervous.
You're waiting for the crash of some kind. You're waiting for something to go wrong.
Well, because that's what happens, right? I mean, nothing goes up forever. So if something goes up, then where can it go from there? You know, when it goes down, you know, it can either go away or it can go up. You know, when it's up, it can kind of only go up a little bit more or start to come down. Not true. That's just what's in my head when I talk about it. And I know a lot of people started to look at crypto, maybe. There was a massive correction, for lack of a better term, where it went back down from 73 back down to like 62. I think it's bounced back up to like 67 while we're reading this or while we're talking about
crypto
this.
Crypto is wildly volatile, and I don't feel like it's for anyone who is risk averse.
I think that's a great way to put that. I think it's a great way to put it. Or like you said, someone who doesn't mind losing the money that they've bet on it, essentially.
Yeah, I look at investing in crypto as a little bit like gambling, where I would never put something into crypto that I can't afford to lose completely.
And we're saying crypto almost like interchangeably, but what we're really talking about is Bitcoin.
We're talking about Bitcoin specifically. That's the one that
$67,000 as of right now, by the way.
That's insane.
Right. And yeah.
You know, and it could be 62, it could be 73, it can go either way, and it can go so far either way. I just need to be able to mentally write it off. It would be far too stressful to follow along. And there were people in the last big run that were mortgaging, you know, they were mortgaging houses. They put everything into it and they didn't know it until later. But they were buying high, and then it crashed, and they lost everything. And I just,
but now they're back.
Maybe. Only if or they could afford to keep it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's like some people, they couldn't afford to keep it. They had to shed it and take what they could.
Well, to put it in perspective, and this is just rough numbers here, Bitcoin on the 22nd of January, so we'll call it 2 months ago, Bitcoin was down around 40,000. Around there. It's now up at 67,000. So incredible, right? Yet within the last week, there's people who bought at 73 who have lost 10% of their money in like a week.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a big crash to affect you necessarily.
No, and it doesn't really. That's how volatile it is. So it's like there's not much time separating those things. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. All right, Ash, anything else going on in the world?
Always taking recommendations for more stuff to add to the watch list. Oh, no, I do have one thing. I would like to congratulate the newest AFL team.
Thank you.
The Tasmanian Devils.
Oh, yes. Did they get their name?
They got their name. Apparently, negotiations went a lot smoother once the people they were talking to at Warner Brothers learned the Tasmanian Devil was a real thing.
Was like a real living animal?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I wonder if this saga will introduce anyone else to the sport of AFL. Could be fun.
Yeah, good luck with that. Easier to understand than Bitcoin. but just barely.
And slightly less volatile.
All right. Before we go, I do want to thank Mr. Glenn Rolls for making this podcast episode ad-free for the rest of our listeners. Thank you, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn.
And we will be back to talk to you tomorrow. We hope you'll be here as well.
Bye, everybody.